This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a progress report on Diamondbacks, Angels, Cardinals, and Yankees. But first, the federal government's war on terrorism has turned to Portland, Oregon, where the FBI says six Americans were part of an alleged terrorist cell. Three were arrested in Portland, while another was taken into custody in Dearborn, Michigan. The remaining two suspects remain at large and are believed to be outside of the United States. The FBI gave credit for the arrest to cooperation from local police. But as Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, civil libertarians in Portland are not wholly comfortable with how these joint investigations are conducted.
The FBI alleges that 1 year ago, members of a group from Portland traveled to the Chinese border with Afghanistan, attempting to join the Taliban. The indictment says they never actually made it into the country. Nonetheless, six people, five U.S. citizens and one permanent resident, faced charges of conspiracy to levy war against the United States and supporting terrorist groups. Two of them live in the same building as 22-year-old Ben Hooper. He was shocked to awake Friday to the sound of news helicopters.
They were saying that some apartment complex around here had some suspected terrorists inside. I was thinking, wow, how come mine out of all these apartments out of here?
Hooper's local police force helped break the case. The arrests were the product of a year-long investigation by Portland's Joint Terrorism Task Force. There are more than 50 such cooperative efforts with the FBI across the nation. Attorney General John Ashcroft said they are central to anti-terrorism efforts.
Today's case is a textbook example of the central role that cooperation with local, state, and federal enforcement officials cooperation plays in the prevention of terrorist attacks.
The case began 2 weeks after the 9/11 attacks, when a sheriff's deputy in Washougal, Washington, just across the border from Portland, found a group in a gravel pit firing shotguns. Sheriff Charles Bryan says that's not a crime, so the deputy didn't arrest them. But the incident aroused suspicions.
You know, what was occurring certainly alerted him to the fact that there may be more here. When he returned to the office, he was able to do some identification of these people.
Several of these suspects were in the gravel pit with someone the Joint Terrorism Task Force was already investigating. Ali Khalid Stati was suspected of firearms violations and fraud. That association led the FBI Portland police team to place the latest suspects under surveillance. Portland Police Chief Mark Croker says arrests in the case prove the need for the task forces.
I believe our nation and our city has a debt of gratitude to the people who were out there in the middle of the night and in the day and working without recognition, who can't stand up here. Indeed, they should not stand up here, but they are out there working as we speak to make this culmination possible.
It's exactly the kind of middle-of-the-night surveillance in this case that worries critics of the Portland Police Bureau and the FBI. A broad array of civil liberties advocates has argued strenuously that there is no local oversight of the federal task force. Dan Handelman with Oregon Peace and Justice Works suspects Portland's sizable anti-war community could fall under the watchful eye of terrorism investigators.
It sort of seems like they're making a public relations case for themselves as to why they're so important, but it's not discussed that these are just arrested suspects and that there's not any kind of proof that anybody's guilty of any terrorism.
Just last month, the Portland City Council rejected criticisms of the Joint Terrorism Task Force and renewed the police bureau's participation in it. In the meantime, investigators say they believe others in Portland attempted to travel to Afghanistan to fight for the Taliban, and more arrests could be coming. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.